From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
And they're off for another Gift 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome back. And it's another Whiskey Quickie. And we're going to, I think it's Fallon, Nevada, is where the Frey Ranch farm is. But this is going to be a new offering that's coming from them. And this is their 100% wheat whiskey.
Ooh.
I've always been a big fan of their bourbon.
Yeah.
For sure.
Been a fan of everything.
I'm a big fan of wheat whiskey in general. I like Bernheim. I like a lot of that stuff.
Old Elk's.
Wheat whiskey is awesome. Is fantastic. Yeah. So I'm really excited to dive into this one. So this mash bill is made up, of course, of 100% winter wheat. And after the wheat is carefully sourced from the Frey Ranch estate in Fallon, Nevada. Oh, here you go. I actually had that one.
Dang. Good job.
Yeah, I know.
It's in the Tahoe watershed. I do know that.
I am now very much smarter because I have a little bit more of my geography.
There you go.
Put together.
I'm here for you.
Uh-huh. It does undergo a rigorous distillation process in small copper pot stills, and then is aged in new charred American oak barrels for a minimum of 3 years. Now, this release was only in 375 mLs. It was 100 proof and has an SRP of $55.
Interesting you said pot still, because most of their stuff tastes like it's column distillation.
That's
but maybe the wheat whiskey's on a different setup.
I would think they wouldn't have that many stills there.
I don't know. Frey Ranch is rolling as a farm. No, I don't
they
know.
Really are. This is just one little side project for
them. That's right.
Let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here.
Okay. Kind of got that
like a field of wheat.
Field of wheat, but kind of that chocolate maltiness.
It's light, airy.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting like that chocolate maltiness, but a little bit of aromatic stuff, like kind of air freshener, like bright spring air freshener types things.
Okay. Not like the ones you have in your car that you kind of plug in.
Yeah. Not a Glade.
Not a Glade. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Febreze. No, I'm kidding.
Not Febreze.
It's not that strong, but there's some like pleasant, like springtime notes.
Like it was, a dryer sheet. You ever used one of those when you're in college and put those
Downy sheet.
Oh. All right. Let's go ahead. On with the taste here.
Again, a lot of that malt chocolate. Almost like a chocolate milkshake, almost. It's like creamy, viscous. It's like, reminds me of like Yoo-Hoo or something, almost. And then those like floral kind of notes just kind of expand on the back palate for me.
Yeah, when you said the Downy dryer sheet, honestly, that's kind of what the primary taste and flavors that I kind of get off of it. What I was looking for is, if you remember back in college, you would put those in your air registers. Because your house always smelled, so you just go ahead and stick them in there, and that would help circulate the air.
So you just smell like a dryer
all the time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and rate this. So on with the nose, what are you going to say?
Sideways.
Okay.
I mean,
I go thumbs up.
Yeah, three quarters, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Wheat whiskey's not going to give the strongest
correct
nose, but what you're going to get. On the flavor and the taste.
I enjoyed it. Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the finish.
Sideways, three quarters. It's light. I mean, they're, you know, I'd like
it light in a good way.
Light in a good way. I mean, this is crushable. I mean, it's really good. I would like to have seen it maybe like 3 proof points higher, just give it a little bit more viscosity, a little more oomph, but it's really good as is too.
Yep. Well, that is our review of Frey Ranch's 100% wheat whiskey. With that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.